Well, I guess you'd call it trying to pull it off or snake it off.
Snake. Now, what does snake it off mean?
Well, snake it off, the only thing it's having to lay on the ground all like a snake.
Oh.
Having to lay on the ground and pull it, scoot it on the ground.
I see.
That's the reason they call it a snake.
That's,
I reckon.
That's the same thing as just trying to drag it off?
Right, trying to drag it off.
What about when you break up the ground in a field before you plant something? Is there any one particular kind of a plow that you use to break up the ground right at first?
Yeah. There's a new ground plow. You talking about that right after you clear it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have a new ground. You had a new ground plow, we called it. Put on there first. And the next day you put on, it'll be a dish, you're going to kind of shove it up.
Is that the kind of plow that breaks it up finer?
Well, the disc is got a several little discs up and down there. One right behind the other, I mean right along side to side.
Yes.
And it'll chop it up, chop it like, you know, it don't say dig it up like the breaking plow. Go along and chops it up behind the breaking plow.
Well, now what is a harrow?
A harrow is, of course, made of, they make them out of steel now. They used to make a wooden runner, they call them, and put the hair teeth, drive them down, bore holes in, you know, put them down through each piece, you know, so say a 5 bar or a 4 bar or whatnot.
Yes, sir. Have you ever seen any of these wooden frames? Sometimes carpenters use them. The ends of them shaped kind of like that, kind of like the letter A.
Yeah.
And you could lay boards across them and saw them, or if you wanted to make yourself a temporary table, you know, you could lay boards across them like that. Now what do you call it?
I've seen them, but I just don't know. I don't remember hearing the name called. I don't recall.
Have you ever heard people call them horses?
What?
Saw horses?
Saw horse, yeah, right. Yeah, I know what you mean now. You mean something legs on them.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Horses. That's
horses.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, have you ever seen something that was like that, a wooden frame, but it was shaped kind of like this, like an X, and you could put a log between it right there in the middle and saw off the end of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called anything special?
Rack.
That's a rack.
Yeah, rack.
Yeah. What about in the morning when you get up? You might go in the bathroom and straighten out your hair. You might use a comb or you might use a
brush.
Right. When you do that, do you let your hair, you just say you're going to...
It's going to red out my hair a little.
Mm-hmm. Or just brush your hair
brush
back.
Brush my hair back.
Mm-hmm. When you're shaving, used to when people use these straight razors, they would get them sharp by running them up and down on this long leather thing.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Razor strap.
That was a razor strap. I heard you say yesterday that you did a lot of hunting. You know, if you have a shotgun, you'd use a shell in a shotgun, but if you had a rifle or a pistol, you'd use a...
Bullet.
Bullet?
Bullet, right.
Is there anything else you could call that besides a bullet?
Well, a cottage. Cottage and a bullet. Well, I always call them bullets. But 22 cottage. Or pistol cottage. But always just call them bullets. Cold, I reckon they had bullets in them instead of shot.
What all did you hunt around here?
Well,